the third annual Shaker Your Plate celebration at the Shaker Heritage Society in Albany, New York, is happening on Thursday, September 26th. The annual event is a celebration on the site of America's first Shaker settlement, and its purpose is threefold: to raise funds to protect the Shaker National Historic District from the threat of development, to celebrate the church family site as a community center, and to honor the ever-growing core of volunteers and supporters who see the potential of the site and lead the effort to preserve local history. The 1915 Shaker Heritage Barn will be the setting for a lovely evening with great food and a cooking demonstration from Sunhee's Farm, as well and in their kitchen. Artisan demonstrations as well, music, and a silent auction. We welcome to our program Shaker Heritage Society of America, New York, Executive Director, Joanna Batman. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
It's very nice to have you here. I have to take these glasses off. Do you have a dog?
I don't currently have a dog.
No, are you a dog person, though?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. I have a big lab, and he got up this morning and woke me up. And he just, he eviscerated my glasses.
Oh, no.
And I realized when I put them on to look at you, I couldn't see anything because they were covered in dog spit.
Yes, I am familiar with that problem.
So let me just take care of that right now. And it's weird that it hasn't come up earlier in the program, but there you are. Different level. Oh, look at you. How are you? This is a very cool event. It's been going on for a long time. How long have you been the executive director of this group?
Just a year.
And how's it going?
I'm still there. I haven't been fired. I haven't quit. I think that's pretty good.
Well, that's what we all strive for, isn't it? What was your background to bring you to that type of position?
I've worked in museums my entire career, largely education. I was actually at Berkshire Museum before this, so
oh, cool.
Probably familiar to your listeners.
Yeah. Gee, why would you want to leave that? So you come over, you do this, and what is it to learn the Shaker world?
So I think the Shakers have something for everyone, really. I mean, they're often known as kind of this weird religious sect that lived in separate communities, and a lot of people are familiar with celibacy as one of their defining characteristics. But they were really radicals, and so they were engaged in work of social equality. They believed in racial and gender equality. They were inventors and entrepreneurs, so they really were fascinating people.
So tell us about the site itself.
So our site is located directly across from the Albany Airport,
right?
And it's the original settlement. So the founder of the religion, Mother Ann Lee, immigrated from Manchester, England in 1774, and she brought just 8 followers with her, and they settled there. And so from there, the entire Shaker religious movement grew, originally, you know, those 9 people, and grew to about 6,000 at their peak. And there were sites from here to Maine to, you know, Massachusetts, as far out as Ohio and Kentucky. So
one of the things that I read in the introduction was to have people understand the potential of the site. What do you think that potential is? What are you ultimately working toward?
Well, a lot of the work is about physical preservation as well. We actually leased the property from Albany County. So they're the landowners. They purchased the property when the site closed in the 20s.
Right.
So it's kind of working collaboratively to try and restore buildings and achieve this vision of a heritage site and historic site, but also a kind of living, breathing community that supports the arts, that supports you know, creation and craft.
So what is physically on the property when people visit?
We have 9 of the 26 or so Shaker buildings that were originally on the site. The kind of crown jewel, you could call it, of this site is the Meeting House, which is the largest intact meeting house of any Shaker community in the United States. And that's the church, essentially, hence the church family. But the Shakers, they got their name because of their kind of ecstatic religious practice, and so their worship was song and dance, and so it's a huge space. A lot of people walk in and call it a gymnasium.
Yeah.
But we have that, and also our barn, our 1915 barn, where the event is taking place, is a wonderful rental venue as well. So a lot of people know it from other events and weddings and things of that nature.
Oh, I know at various times through development in that area there was always a concern of keeping that site pristine and keeping it. So is that still a a fight, or is that less so than it was in the past?
Yeah, I don't want to use the word fight because I prefer collaboration.
Sure.
But yes, I mean, absolutely, it's a rapidly growing district, you know, all along Wolf Road. And the airport, too, is a hub and center. So a lot of the origin of our site actually was when Heritage Park, the baseball field, was built in the 70s. And there was concern then about development altering the character of the site. And so, yeah, we're still fighting the same fight, if you call it that.
Well, and you're right, it's not a fight, but it is and it isn't, because you're trying to, there can be money made, and they look at it and say, oh, okay, but, and people have to get loud and say, no, but we have to keep this. Was there any impact from the new Northway exit?
I mean, I'm hoping it's going to have a positive impact on my own commute.
Yes. Well, I think it should.
Yeah, it actually, that coupled with the work being done at the airport on their new parking garage and those improvements, I think it could actually be beneficial because it should raise the visibility of our site a little bit. They're laying in new sidewalks. Mm-hmm. So we actually get a good amount of foot traffic from visitors at the airport, folks dropping their friends and family off, or they have, you know, an extra 2 hours because they're better at planning their travel than I am and get there early and actually stop by. So we get people from all around the country, and I think that it actually could help.
When you look at this particular event, the Shaker Your Plate Celebration, which is a great name, that's very cool. Were you responsible for that?
No, I can't claim credit. That predates me, but it basically means cleaning your plate.
Yes. So, what goes on? What takes place?
It's a really fun low key event. So we have, you know, silent auction. We'll have long games outside, weather permitting. We have a couple representatives from the Northeastern Woodworkers Association who will demonstrate some Shaker crafts like oval box making. And I'm really excited to have Sunise Farm and Kitchen participating because I think that their kind of social mission in terms of immigrant empowerment and, you know, teaching and you know, training opportunities is really relevant to the history of the Shakers as well. So they'll be doing a cooking demonstration, and we also are welcoming County Executive Dan McCoy, who will be our guest speaker for the evening.
And this is your big event for the year?
Yes, along with our craft fairs, which is what many people know us for.
What goes on with the craft fairs?
Craft fairs in July and September, we just had one last weekend. Those are indoor-outdoor festivals, so we usually have about 75 vendors. And it just brings usually about, you know, 1,400, 1,500 people through the site. And over the holidays, we do kind of a consignment sale. So, again, about 90 vendors in our meeting house space in that open building. And they basically create booths and bring holiday shoppers through the site.
How do you work, if you do work, let me rephrase the question, do you work with other Shaker sites in our region, New Lebanon, Massachusetts Shaker, Hancock Shaker Village, and the like?
Yeah, we've done some really deep collaborations in the past. We had a joint exhibit in 2014 at the State Museum, and there's a lot of potential there. All three of us are relatively new as directors in our roles, and we're definitely interested in exploring more, and I think there are a lot of great models to emulate at Mount Lebanon and Hancock Shaker Village.
And was there connectors between those settlements and if each other back in the day?
Yeah. Actually, Mount Lebanon in particular and our site, which was called Water of Leet or Wisdom's Valley, they were very, very close, sometimes in friendly competition. But after the passing of the founder, Mother Ann Lee, the leadership of all Shaker communities shifted to Mount Lebanon and the American-born leaders there. And so they ministered all the Shaker settlements, but maintained close relations with Water of Leet. Sometimes there was some economic competition. They had seed selling routes, and sometimes you'd see notes in the journals about this, you know, this village is, you know, starting to impinge on our territory. And so, you know, they were human. It was some good, some competition.
Because ultimately close, really not that far away when you think about it. The 1915 Shaker Heritage Barn will be the setting for the third annual Shaker Your Plate Celebration at the Shaker Heritage Society in Albany, New York. It's happening Thursday, September 26th. You can find out more information by going to their website at shakerheritage.org, shakerheritage.org. Joanna Batman, thank you. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a great time.
Thank you. I hope that we'll see some of your listeners there.
Enjoy. Thank you. Joanna Batman is the executive director of the Shaker Heritage Society. And again, you can find out more by going to shakerheritage.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.